Hello Internet, welcome to the weirdest parts of history, a show that doesn't get enough praise after that 2020 episode. Aww. Anyway, so today's episode is about the extravagant makeup from Elizabeth I in England. Have you wondered about Elizabeth's makeup, and did she die from it? Then this episode will be the one for you. But before we go on, only a small percentage of listeners are subscribed. So if you're new here, you should consider subscribing to this podcast. It's free and you can always unsubscribe later. Some podcast platforms usually glitch out during subscriptions like this, so if you think that you're subscribed, please double check that you do. Enjoy the podcast. Like any podcast episode, we can't start the topic without knowing a lot about Elizabeth. I think some of you may already know Elizabeth in the back of your mind, but here's a brief biographical sketch of Elizabeth I. Elizabeth ruled from 1558 to 1603 in glorious times. Elizabeth was born on September 7, 1533 as Elizabeth Tudor in Greenwich, England. At the time, England broke with the Catholic Church and became Anglican, a midway between Catholic and Protestant. As the daughter of the notorious king, Henry VIII, and his second wife, Anne Boleyn, she had a couple of half-siblings, Mary and Edward Tudor. The latter became the first to rule after Henry, except that he ruled for 8 years. Mary stepped in the throne with terror. She brought the Catholic Church back to England and massacred any Protestants and opposers. She was so cruel that the English called her Bloody Mary. After Bloody Mary died, the 25-year-old Elizabeth took the throne. She brought some massive changes to England. She returned to the Anglican religion with a more peaceful situation compared to her ancestors. England established itself as a naval power after defeating the Spanish Armada in 1588, which many consider to be one of the best English military victories. She oversaw a pivotal period of English exploration, something that will play a crucial role later. Back at home, Elizabeth paid England's debt and stabilized its economy. She made the country prosperous and brought one of the most splendid ages in English history, and that's the short biography of Elizabeth. Now you're on the same page, let's dive deeper. One of the most iconic features of Elizabeth was her heavy white makeup. She did this to hide her contract of smallpox. If I deal with the conditions like hers, I would do that too. For those who don't know, smallpox is a life and death infectious disease caused by the varroa virus. It's one of the most contagious diseases at the time, and people with that condition have a fever and a distinctive progressive rash. Elizabeth didn't always use her iconic heavy white makeup. When she was a young woman, she has a very natural skin. Sure, Elizabeth is English, but her skin is nothing artificial. It looks like she used natural makeup or something like that. Although the makeup products at the time aren't like the ones now, it looked like she wasn't using something extravagant. So how does smallpox relate to the makeup and her as a young woman? Elizabeth is surprisingly young at contracting smallpox at the age of 29. You might think that the age of 29 is not young for contracting a disease like smallpox, but at the time and her position, having a condition like this is very rare. When she receives this illness for the first time, she is about to die. Let's tell a story about this. Elizabeth becomes ill at the Hampton Court Palace in London. In the palace, she develops a bad cold. That bad cold further develops into a violent fever. Both of those are symptoms of having smallpox. A week later comes the reports that Elizabeth is about to die. This is important, because she has no children, as you know by now. But it's a life or death situation back then. She survives, but with the condition of having a distinctive progressive rash. Like any female politician at the time, she didn't want to show her ugliness to her people. As a result, she masked herself with a dangerous white makeup. The ingredients that make up that makeup of hers are white lead and vinegar. These ingredients are going to be crucial as we go through the episode, so hold your ears because it's going to get complicated. Since using that makeup, Elizabeth's been very particular about her public image. In addition to her wigs and clothing, she insists on controlling her portraits to ensure her beauty. What's interesting is that Elizabeth did not pose for many of these portraits you associate with her. If she dislikes a picture, she wants it destroyed. This makes the images look different from what Elizabeth looks like, which becomes more apparent further down the line. These portraits are designed and serve as a tool to manipulate Elizabeth's public image. This would mean that many of the standout portraits, like the Darnley portrait in 1575, looks impressive with Elizabeth's extravagant clothing and everything. Let's talk about Elizabeth's makeup. Although I briefly talk about what ingredients she uses, I'm going to describe it in detail. She is famous for using a makeup product called the Venetian Cerus. The Venetian Cerus, also known as Spirits of Saturn, is a skin whitener cosmetic product during the 1500s. This product desires many women at the time, but it's a double-edged sword. As a double-edged sword, not only is it a desirable skin whitener, but it also has some undesirable effects. The white pigment leads to lead poisoning, also it would damage the skin and can cause hair loss. The grey and wrinkled skin is a prime symptom of this. Many women use it for days before even washing it off, according to some sources. Yeah, they keep their makeups for entire days. Can you imagine beauty gurus allow that kind of activity now? I'll leave it up to you in the voice messages on Anchor or on Instagram. I'll talk more about that at the end. What's bizarre is that many women strive for a totally white face. To them, it represents youth and fertility, even though it has nothing to do with race. Throughout Elizabeth's life, it's clear that she checks all these effects from the Venetian Cerus. It's also crucial when we look at Elizabeth's health and what led to her death. But let's talk a bit about her private life. You couldn't just look at Elizabeth on her public side, you need to look at her on her personal life. Wait, what's that? Apparently we know nothing about her personal life. Well, we do know that Elizabeth didn't marry because she's devoted to her job, so you can kick the possibility of having children right out the window. We also know that Elizabeth is an Anglican. I say Anglican, but some say that Elizabeth is Protestant. I disagree because although Anglican is part of the Protestant doctrine, it doesn't really fit there. But all that information has little coherence to either her makeup or her death. So that's about it in her personal life. The best I can tell you is that Elizabeth wears this kind of makeup for days on end. She suffers poisoning, skin damage, and hair loss throughout her 35-ish years as queen when she experienced that. But did the makeup kill her? At this point, we all know when Elizabeth I died. It's March 24th, 1603. It's at the Richmond Palace in London. People believe that she died from blood poisoning, but that's irrelevant and apocryphal. As of now, there's no definitive answer as to how Elizabeth died because she prohibits conducting a postmortem. Some reporters say that she has a full inch of Venetian Cerus makeup on her face. The Venetian Cerus can kill a person over an extended period, so this fits. By this point, she loses most of her teeth, suffers hair loss, and didn't want to take a bath with no mirror because she hated it. She's depressed from regrets of killing Mary and facing tragedies from her close companions. Some historians argue that the prohibition of a postmortem is a way to protect Elizabeth's reputation as a virgin. I can see that because she didn't marry, but the dark side of her makeup becomes real to her. She didn't wash her makeup before she dies, so she's really smelly. And that leads to one of the biggest causes of her death, the Venetian Cerus. But from all that information, did Elizabeth I of England die from her makeup? The simple answer is yes, but there's more to it. Smallpox makes her iconic makeup necessary for her, but her makeup adds to the conditions from smallpox. As I've said before, she suffers from damaged skin, hair loss, teeth loss, and poisoning. The Venetian Cerus can kill a person, and Elizabeth is one of two notable people who have died like that. But to get the whole story of her death, you must look at her private life, which she doesn't offer. I'm just saying that Elizabeth's makeup kills her, although she directs one of the best times in English and British history, she's a mystery in herself. And she's not alone. But hey, that's just the weirdest parts of history! Aside from the conspiracies of Elizabeth's makeup, her death impacts England by a ton. Because she leaves no children, a string of relatives tries to get her throne. Eventually, James VI, the son of Mary Queen of Scots, rules England and Ireland as James I. From here, England, Scotland, and sometimes Ireland merge into one country, the United Kingdom. For those Brits who are worried about my dirty words, it's just history. Your country learned its lesson, so there's nothing to worry about. Before I want to end this episode, only a small percentage of subscribers listening to the Smallcast. So if you're new here, you should consider subscribing. Also, you should follow us on Instagram. Just type in at twpoh.podcast and you're good to go. For more information about this, you can take a look at the links below. I'm Kevin Trim for the Weirdest Parts of History, and thanks for listening!